Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Glad that you have taken some time to be with us here today. And we're in the book of Proverbs, just an excellent book, whether you're a teenager or you're an adult. This book has everything, and boy, each chapter is just jam-packed with principles. And maybe you say, Brother Scott, I don't walk away with one thing. I walk away with multiple things as I read a chapter a day. And that's what this podcast is all about, reaching out to teenagers, encouraging you to at least focus on one chapter of the Bible a day. And meditating upon that, carrying it around with you throughout the day. And the Word of God, it's quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And certainly, we as Christians need to learn how to use it to our benefit. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 5 is our memory verse that we're launching just today. And we'll be looking at it over the next few days to a week here. But let's go ahead and notice what it says. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Proverbs 28, verse 5. One more time. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Well, boy, I don't know about you. I need understanding for these days, these challenging days that we're living in. Brother Scott needs wisdom. I need understanding. And the Bible says here that those who would be categorized as evil men, those who are not doing right, those who are not doing well in regards to their Christian life, following the Lord, a disciple of Him, those individuals, they don't understand judgment. They don't have a concept of it, and their lifestyle dictates that. However, those who are righteous, or those who, as Solomon says, seek the Lord, they understand all things. Does that mean that, you know, you put a hat on and you're just, everything's going to be made known unto you? You never have to study for a test again. No, that's not what it's talking about. Obviously, in context here, he's speaking about judgment and being able to make decisions. And what better way to do that than out of the abundance of the closeness of your walk with Jesus? And so that verse is going to be key going forward. And I hope that we'll memorize that, focus on it, and become second nature to us. Proverbs 28 and verse 5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Proverbs chapter 13 now, that's where we're at. We've read chapter 13. I hope that you've done that. If you haven't, go ahead and take some time to. We're going to look at verse 1 here. And the devotional thought here is in the form of a question, and that is, are you listening? Are you listening? Proverbs 13 verse 1 says this, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. I'll never forget, when I was growing up, occasionally my sister and I would get on each other's nerves. I know that's shocking, for every teenager has a sibling. We inevitably, a conversation would morph into something else, and we'd begin aggravating each other. We'd get on each other's nerves. And when this would happen, it was not uncommon for maybe one of us to place our hands over our ears and maybe start mumbling something or talking so that we could tune out what the other person was saying. Maybe it was annoying. Maybe, oh, we just can't take it anymore. We don't want to listen. We were stopping our ears so that we didn't have to hear it anymore. You know, sometimes we get tired of listening to what other people have to say. And that just has to do with our lack of patience, really. But Solomon says that this can be something that can show up in the life of a child in regards to their relationship with their parent. And if you notice here, he tells his son, he says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. You know, sometimes instruction takes on the form of rebuke, and rightfully so. You know, if you have parents that are only telling you that you're the greatest son in the world or daughter in the world, you may say, well, that's what a great mom and dad would do, right? No, because that's only part of the picture. And certainly there are times when you are wrong, when I am wrong, And that's where parents have a ministry. But the Bible says here, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. In other words, that picture of someone with their hands over their ears and sort of muttering something to them so they don't have to hear the rebuke or the instruction is what sometimes a Solomon says takes place in our heart. Now, maybe you've never done that to your parents physically in terms of that you stood in front of them, put your hands over your ears. Please tell me that you have never done that before. But certainly that type of action can be done inside our spirit. We can hear them talking, and maybe it's because we've heard them say something before. We automatically get defensive and we don't want to hear it. And a lot of times if that's happening at the heart level, many times our parents can see that in our eyes. They can see it in our facial expressions. And, you know, that's indefensible because it's not right. And Solomon says, listen, if you want to be a wise son, a wise daughter, you need to learn to listen to the instruction of your parents. In other words, to not scoff at the rebuke, to not close your ears to the correction that's going on. And I guarantee you, if you don't learn how to take rebuke, you're going to have a hard time in this life. You and I have to lay aside our pride. And Brother Scott has to do this as well. I've got to lay that pride aside and say, wait a second, I'm not perfect, far from it. And there's growth that needs to take place in my life. And if this person is bringing this to my attention, then certainly there's something else that's taking place. There's something going on at the heart level that I need to be taken care of. So, teenager, the lesson is this, and it's a simple one. And it's really just in the form of a question. Are you listening? You know, when your parents speak to you, are you hearing what they say in your heart? Are you valuing that instruction or that rebuke? Because, you know, I'll tell you, it's not easy sometimes to correct my children. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes my emotional willpower. All these things go into it, and yet, we're required by the Lord to do it as parents. And the best thing that you as kids, you as a teenager, you as a child in the home can do is to not scoff at it, but to accept it and even be thankful for it. I think that's a big key as well. So answer that question in your own heart. How well do you receive rebuke? A wise man, well, he receives it well. I hope that thought connects with you today. I want to just mention this. We're praying today for Michaela D. Take some time and pray for her, and stop her in the hallway at school. If you attend Temple Baptist School, you might do that and just see if she has any prayer requests. I know she'd be greatly appreciative of that. Hey, listen, hope that you'll come back tomorrow, and we'll jump into Proverbs chapter 14. Hope to see you here. Take care.